This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Crazy, crazy night last night. We should have known we were in for something bananas when the NBA draft lottery kicked us off before two crazy NBA games. And the Dallas Mavericks, Perloff, the Mavs, the center of the NBA universe for a lot of the season because of the disastrous Luka Doncic trade to LA. The fans are back, have a backlash. They're protesting in the street. All of a sudden, it's like the sky opens up. And Cooper Flagg, what we think is a generational NBA talent, lands right in their lap. To me, it felt all a little fishy.
You know, say I do buy your NBA lottery is a bit rigged.
I think the
Mavs is not the best place to put it because the NBA is going to, they're going to lose LeBron in a year, right? I mean, I just can't see the Mavs being the team that everyone is tuning in for. You need like a Jordan Bulls or a Warriors or a LeBron Cavs. Like nobody's ever said, oh my God, I can't wait to watch the Mavs.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I mean, I think they did get a pretty big following during the Dirk years.
NBA was tanking in ratings when those years.
But Mark Cuban became a household name because he was the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. I think that there could be something there. We had Master Tesfatsian on earlier, who is a huge Mavericks fan. He was joining us from Barcelona, which was cool. But he said Rick Welts, who is the former Warriors CEO, is in the front office now. They are maybe trying to replicate something that is Warriors-like. Now, can anyone have a dynasty anymore? I don't know. But let's put that aside. Can we just talk about what's in front of our faces right now? Somehow, the Mavs get rewarded with this number one overall pick.
Yeah, it's called a ping pong ball.
It's mind-blowing to me. See, I don't think that that is a coincidence.
See, I think it is because the NBA does have, like, they signed this multi-billion dollar TV deal. They need big ratings. Like, last year, the Mavs were in the finals and the ratings were awful. Like, they know how this game works. They need some pizzazz. I wouldn't have sent Cooper Flagg to Dallas. I would have sent him somewhere else.
See,
I would have sent him to San Antonio. You need that team to be it. If you want to get back up to $25 million a game for NBA Finals, you need an IT team. It's not going to be the Mavs.
See, I think there's more at play here than just television ratings, right? I think that TV ratings for the NFL are obviously like no one's going to touch them. But I do think that there's more at play here when it comes to the NBA. And I do think that having this particular new ownership group and the fact that they are casino magnates and the fact that they, I think, have some really big plans about how they are going to, I want to say, influence or try to influence sports betting in the state of Texas. I think there's just more at play here, Pearl, than TV ratings. You can't just do everything on TV ratings.
Well, I mean, listen, you can
especially
say that about everyone.
The NBA, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the NBA just also sold a lot of their rights to streaming services, which is not part of ratings at all.
Right, but I think the NBA needs to satisfy those customers, and they need an IT team. And maybe it'll be Dallas, but I really don't see, because of the age of their stars that are there now, I think it's going to be hard to put that together. The other thing, too, is they're buried in the West. Every owner in the top 10 has these massive plans. I mean, I could go through the list. You have Dallas. San Antonio, obviously, is building a dynasty. The Sixers are, I don't even know what they are. They trying to build that downtown stadium? I can't even remember. It's my team. Utah, obviously, Ryan Smith is the hot owner. He's right. The it guy. Washington's building a new arena. New Orleans needs something. Like, are they just going to get rid of that team? What's happening there?
They just got Zion, though, right?
Like, well, he's leaving, though,
I assume. Well, we don't know, but they have gotten rewarded. They got Anthony Davis before that.
The NBA, if they really could fix this lottery, they're telling me they want a completely irrelevant Brooklyn team for the next decade?
Well, I think Brooklyn, they believe because Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving just chose to go there out of kind of the clear blue sky, they feel like the pull maybe of New York would be enough for a free agent. Like, Giannis might want to get traded there
or
something like that.
They might have 15 years of non-play. Like, they might not be relevant again for a long, long, long time.
Well, it's possible. I mean, I'm just saying that there were multiple theories that were going around last night, and I don't think all of them are that crazy. I don't. Billion-dollar industry. So that I saw that got a lot of attention was the idea that this is all really about the Lakers. So it starts with the Lakers, who need a star when LeBron James winds it down. I don't know if Bronny's taking the torch. And so the Luka Doncic trade was sort of a, hey, let's get a star to the Lakers. Maybe you fell out of love with them anyway. It's possible that they still thought that Luka was unmotivated and body was not ever going to be in shape and all that. So willing to offload a star to the Lakers with the sort of idea that, hey, we're going to replenish the cupboard for you with Cooper Flagg. That's the big theory I saw online last night.
Right, but again, to make that actual conspiracy, like, let's talk in real world terms.
Sure.
That means that somebody got to Nico Harrison, the Mavs owner, and said, GM, and said, hey, if you trade Luka to the Lakers, we're going to get you the number one overall pick.
I don't think it was Nico. I'm sorry. I think it goes higher than that.
But
I think it goes to the ownership.
So you think the owners made that Luka trade when it was seemed to be? So all the narrative about Nico and his relationship with Anthony Davis, that was all. False. It was really the owner who pushed this deal.
No, I think it's convenient, and I think it was easy to sell. Like, it's easy to talk glowingly about someone who you do have a relationship with. I think that there's no GM, I think, in history who not just trading Luka, but for the little return that they got back, right? Like, everyone said, you got fleeced, you got hosed. Anthony Davis can't stay healthy. You know, nobody thought that was a good trade from a GM's perspective. Why would he have made it?
The month that we spent talking about Nico Harrison was a waste of time. It really was not, none of that was on him.
You know, we talk about this sometimes, like in the NFL with Shador Sanders. Do we think Jimmy Haslam, the owner, stepped in? Like, you are
right,
familiar
nobody
with the idea that owners can step in here and Bigfoot GMs.
So why did we waste so much time talking about Nico Harrison? And why is the entire country obsessed with that guy? It was all fake?
Well, he has to take the sort of slings and arrows, if you will. Because, first of all, ownership has to sign off on those trades. You know, Nico Harrison doesn't have unilateral, you know, power in the Mavericks. Like, you have to get ownership approval there. So it went all the way up to the highest rungs. Maybe we just had it wrong. It wasn't Nico up. Maybe it was ownership down. And that's how you
Nico.
Keep a secret.
Maybe it, was, maybe it was Nico, who clearly didn't like Luka. Okay. So that's interesting. Now I feel like a fool because I thought Nico Harrison was a bad GM. Little did I know.
Maybe both things could be true. I said maybe they fell out of love with Luka and this opportunity presented itself. Like, maybe there was a thought of, hey, you know what? We really don't want to commit long term. Yeah. It's going to be the Supermax contract. We don't want to do that. We'd rather, you know, start over with Cooper Flagg.
The level of competence it would take to pull this heist off to me is like, you are. I never worked in the NBA. I worked in the NFL. And the idea that the NFL was rigged seems ridiculous to me. Yeah, the cafeteria was rigged, but it is not a, you know, airtight ship over there at the NFL. And the NFL is by 100-fold the most successful league in America. NFL franchises keep going up and up and up. The idea that the NBA could pull off all this and yet everything else, like, it just doesn't fit to me.
I think there is something, we're talking about the Mavs, obviously, getting the number one pick last night in the draft lottery. I think there is something about the NBA that, specifically their sport, somehow lends itself to theories like this. And I think there's a couple data points. One, starting off with Patrick Ewing in the frozen envelope going back to the 80s, I think LeBron going to the Cavs is just, how he's sitting right there in Akron, Ohio, and goes to the Cavaliers. They magically get the number one pick in 2003, and LeBron goes there.
I mean, it's a lottery, so somebody had to get it, right?
Right. Okay. So you think there's no coincidence?
What were their
there?
Odds, actually?
And then it's like, we know that the league has stepped in other instances. It is so, it's such rare circumstances that they would nix a trade of Chris Paul to the Lakers. I think they stepped in on the Donaghy scandal.
Right, the Chris Paul one proves that there's no fixing, because if the league had its druthers, of course they would want Chris Paul and the Lakers.
I think
because you said the whole thing was about getting Luka to the Lakers, so the two are in the exact opposite direction of each other.
So you got to stay with me here. I think that there are different priorities at different times, right? Kobe was still with the Lakers at that point. They end up getting Pau Gasol. Phil Jackson comes back. They end up winning more titles. I think that you had at that point maybe a franchise on the brink, which could have been the Hornets, and that's why the NBA had to take it over. They had to make sure that things were stable at that time, therefore nixing a trade. One rule doesn't apply for 30 years. You know, Patrick Ewing getting to the Knicks in 1980 in the mid-80s needed to happen then, and I think that Cooper Flagg going to the Mavs had to happen now. And you know,
it kind of sounds like, or it's just random.
So can I also just say, when I say these things about the draft lottery being rigged, I realize I'm like basically accusing people of, like, you know, some very treacherous things, right? And illegal.
Yep, sounds that way.
Okay, can I also say that I commend them for it, because we just saw the NBA sign a massive media deal. Whoever wants to say the NBA is dead, you're wrong. You're wrong. And if you're only using NBA TV ratings and comparing them to the NFL, you're not looking at what's really going on, which is having live sports and live rights is everything right now in media. So they sell to streaming services. The NBC is getting back on it. Michael Jordan is coming back to be a special contributor to NBC. And there's just more to the story than TV ratings. And people thought that the NBA was like in this terrible position because we complain about it so much. But, you know, to be honest, it's a pretty healthy league. And so to me, I actually commend, if this is going on with lotteries being rigged, I commend them for it, because clearly they are doing something right. They can't help what the NFL does. The NFL comes for Christmas, all that stuff. We're obsessed with football in this country, but they, not leaving fewer things to chance, to me, is a sign of strong leadership. I think David Stern did it, and I think that Adam Silver's doing it.
So you think that they definitely committed a crime last night?
I think they would say it's not a crime. It's their business, and that they can manipulate this. But yeah, no, I it's weird to cavalierly.
No, I think that's a crime.
It would be. I mean, you have to be on the level. But do I think they got involved in the Tim Donaghy scandal, which could have been, there could have been elements there of criminal activity? Yeah, probably.
By the way, Cavs had, a 22.5 chance to get LeBron. So they had as good a chance as anybody.
Okay, well, one's got 22, one's got 1.8. The Mavs had a 1.8 chance.
Well, that could explain the LeBron thing, that they actually had pretty good odds. Especially compared to last night. Well, let me ask you another question. Yeah. Besides the, do you think that they need to get rid of this lottery and go back to the old way? Because that sure seems like a problem, because they're losing about a third of the league.
The problem, it's not working. Like, and you have teams who are tanking harder than ever, even though the lottery odds are flat, and they're not like getting the better. They're not getting a sure thing, and they're still tanking and coming up with creative ways to tank. Yeah. I mean, do you watch a Utah game this year? They're playing guys up until the fourth quarter. I mean, Toronto was taking guys out. Games they're competitive in, just taking dudes out in the fourth quarter who are fully healthy just to sit them down.
Also,
it's an abomination.
If they are actually fixing this, they got to get some talent into the East, because the West is ridiculous. I don't know how are any of these teams going to get it past each other. There's so many good young teams. Houston, San Antonio, Minnesota, Dallas now. The Lakers have Luka. I guess the Clippers are getting old, but generally the Warriors might redefine. It's ridiculous. Like, you're going to have to get 50 wins to get in the play-in in the West, and you can be 30 and 48 or whatever and get it in the East.
I know. We've seen this before, though. It's been that lopsided in years past. I think this
will be way worse than ever before, I think.
If you really want to put my tinfoil hat on, yeah. I think the league probably doesn't mind it as much because the Knicks are good.
Well, no, but the Knicks haven't been good, though. I think the league now they are. The league would mind it, though, because there are more viewers to the east of the Mississippi than to the west. And it's also later in the west. I think this cannot be by design. There's no way they would have non-parity between the conferences.
I'm sorry about that. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Well, there actually is a fix for that. just get rid of the Eastern Western Conference when it comes to the playoffs.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they want to do that. It's been proposed a lot.
It's funny because they mess around with other things. It seems like every league is open to trying new stuff. Hell, look at baseball.
I mean, hockey just changed their format. I know, like, the NBA definitely should do that.
Let's go to Dave. He's in Calgary. Dave, what'd you think about last night's draft lottery?
Well, as a Raptors fan, there's a reason me and my brother is called David Stern, rest his soul, Corleone, because I don't think the NBA is fixed, but I think I like your comment that they assert themselves in certain places. So the Raptors, they've only ever had one first overall draft pick, and if you recall when the Raptors and the Grizzlies came into the league, you know, they weren't allowed to have a first overall or like even a top five pick for the first 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. And it kind of set both teams off on the wrong foot. Grizzlies they're in Memphis now. I think that there's influence. LeBron was further evidence to me of that. And, I don't know what the angle is. I don't know what all the backroom conversations are in the Corleone family, but I think that there's probably an angle for it.
Yeah, Dave. You know, here's the thing.
More, one more comment, if I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just want to say, if 2025 is the year of breaking streaks.
Yep.
Maybe this can be the year that the Toronto Blue Jays win a playoff game. Not a series, a playoff game. They haven't won one since 2016. I've kind of lost count, but it's no later than 2017. So
I thought you were going to say like 1993. 2016? Yeah, what are you complaining about, dude?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm talking a game. And they need to fire the whole front office. Atkins, Shapiro, fire them all.
Dave, thank you for the call. I would have bet my life where Dave was going with that call, because he's calling from Calgary, that he's talking about a Canadian team finally winning the cup. That would be an all-time drought buster. It's been since 93.
Yeah, I mean, well, Toronto would be the all-time drought buster, too.
Well, that's going all, even back further, obviously way further back. But
are you, since it's your claim it's your drought buster, are you rooting hard for the droughts? Also, too, are the Hurricanes a drought buster? I was thinking about that. I looked up what they won in 06. Is that, because were we talking about, we came in this draft to be like, man, this would be incredible if Carolina could break that long drought.
Well, maybe people in Carolina were talking about that.
I don't even think they were talking about it.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So got a lot on the table for you today. Do you believe the draft lottery is rigged? And we've got some NFL news for you. So the schedule stuff is leaking out here a little bit here and there. We'll tell you the best games so far that we believe are on the schedule, and which team should be getting more buzz when it comes to the NFL.
Giants Bears is going to be electric.
Well,
was that in my ear or over the air? It's one of those with Manny, I'm not sure.
And we've got a lot more to do on the Maggie and Perloff show. They'll move.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. You hear the music, that means there is something up with the Dallas Cowboys. What do we got, Maggie?
Okay, couple things. Well, Dallas kind of the center of the sports world because they got the rights to draft Cooper Flagg last night. Won the draft lottery.
Aren't there eight teams still alive in the NBA playoffs? Are they the center of the sports world?
Not really. Not really. It's business moves fast, Pearl. And Cooper Flagg is thought to be a generational talent. So while that's going on in Mavericks land, we would not forget about the Cowboys. Here's Jerry Jones talking about George Pickens. Says he's not just a number two receiver to CeeDee Lamb. He's much more than that.
Well, first of all, we look at him, it's just two starting receivers out there. We don't necessarily even think we take him as more than a two when we were looking at the deal. Certainly, we looked at the draft, in terms of scratching an itch. Seeing what might be available there in the draft. But here you get a guy who's got experience, who's had great success in the NFL.
That was on the Adam Schein show. So more from Stephen Jones. Says Pickens reminds him of another very famous Dallas Cowboys receiver.
Obviously a tremendous competitor. He reminds a lot in our building of Dez Bryant in terms of, his competitiveness and what he brings to the field, his edge.
Okay, so there you go. A Dez Bryant comparison.
Was that good or bad? I'm a little confused here. His edge.
Dez did lead the league in touchdown receptions 1 year.
Competitive. And George Pickens was late for a game. What the heck is he talking about?
Well, they're hoping that he maybe gets a little more of that competitive.
Competitive, like when the ball's in the air, I guess he's meaning, yes. Right?
Yeah, I mean, because being late to the stadium is definitely a thing.
Well, I think, okay, listen, Dez was a behavioral problem. Everyone knew that. That was well documented. The Cowboys had a lot to deal with there, so he's kind of, that's a funny comparison to me to just go out and say it. But by the way, Dez is awesome now. He's so cool on Twitter. I just think that was interesting. I've been thinking a lot about this trade. They offered a fourth round pick reportedly before the draft. Like, they do not see this guy as a number one receiver. The Cowboys don't. The NFL doesn't. Nobody does.
I think with the rosiest colored glasses of the most motivated, hanging and dangling the carrot out of the big contract, that's when you hope he finally steps into what we thought we were going to get coming out of Georgia. I mean, here's the other part about Pickens. there are moments when he does make these jaw-dropping catches. Like, you can see contested on the sidelines. Like, how'd he come down with that? He is capable of wowing us. And the fact now that CeeDee Lamb is not going to get double covered, that's for sure.
But you heard him right there. If Ted Arrow and McMillan had fallen to 12, they were not taking George Pickens. So even they don't value him that much. I don't. Obviously, they traded a third-round pick. It's going to be very interesting. I think people are, again, I am of the camp that this is very risky. Like, this could end up bad because, let's face it, the Cowboys, even with George Pickens, are not, they're the third best team in that division. So if they're not great, can't you see this all becoming a toxic stew with all the hype there?
That is your Cowboy quickie for today. Dave really belongs to the Mavs, though.
And Dave really doesn't.
Well, the Mavs fans, they deserve this. I don't know if the front office and the ownership necessarily deserve to have Cooper Flagg land out of the clear blue sky right in their laps.
I mean, you say the day belongs and they didn't do anything. I mean, they just had the luck go that way.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good for Mavs fans because to watch them tortured in the way that they were after the Luka trade was, you know, they didn't deserve that. Well, like, they are a good fan base and they deserve good things to happen to them. But I don't think the front office and ownership really deserve to have good things to happen to them.
But the day belongs to the Knicks. The day belongs to the Timberwolves. Those guys, they should be getting all the flowers today, not the Mavs. You know what I mean? Like, the Mavs didn't do anything. And by the way, we've never, it's 2025. I've never celebrated a team the day after they won the lottery. Like, the day belongs to Orlando. Like, that's not like a thing we do usually.
Well, there's a couple draft lotteries that I think really impact the league. And a lot of people think this could be one of them. No, Zachary Risacher last year wasn't one of them, but Zion was, and Wemby was, and LeBron was, and
Wemby,
you know, Patrick Ewing in 1985 was. Like, there are some lotteries that are much different.
San Antonio definitely was. But I don't quite see Cooper in that category is Wemby.
So can I give you maybe an analogy that you could see Cooper Flagg now, presumably with the Dallas Mavericks, what it could be? Because Anthony Davis over 30, Kyrie Irving over 30. Is this possible? It's not going to, not going to be nearly as successful, I don't think, because I don't know if there's any time, but it's a little like what happened with San Antonio when you still had Duncan and Manu and you still had Tony Parker, and then Kawhi comes into the mix. Now, Kawhi wasn't the number one overall pick. He was, you know, San Diego State and ended up being this amazing player. But it's kind of like you had this core that was getting older. Now, I know Davis and Kyrie haven't been together that long at all, but you have these older guys who kind of have won and maybe understand that championship pedigree. And then you get this infusion of this younger guy who kind of comes in. Like, Kawhi was a finals MVP for the Spurs. And you extend, you know, the shelf life of the older guys because you get this young infusion of a superstar.
That Spurs core won three titles together.
I get it's not a perfect comparison.
This Mavs team, this is a play-in team.
But Davis is a champ. Kyrie is a champ. Jason Kidd has won a, you know, I like.
Yeah, as a player, quite different.
It is different, but like this could have a similar impact. I can't do anything about. Yes, the Spurs had already won a lot. You can't take me so literal here. You have to just look at it as like, what is you like? What does Cooper Flagg do to the expectations now for the Mavs? Like, well, you got two guys who are older who really can't carry a team anymore.
Yeah,
it's impossible. They can't stay healthy for that long. So here comes an 18-year-old in Cooper Flagg to kind of be the, you know, do everything on offense, defense guy.
Yeah.
And these dudes now are the, you know, it's
well,
all
couple
part
things.
Of it.
Right. But yeah, I understand what you're saying. I do get that. But I just think it's so different because nobody thought this Mavs team was winning. In fact, they were a laughingstock until last night, right? Everyone thought, oh, this is, they just pulled off the worst trade in the history of the NBA. So I think they're very different than the Spurs. And also, we had no idea Kawhi was coming. Everyone knows Cooper Flagg. Kawhi was a shock. He was, what, the 15th pick?
Yeah.
And he was scoring 13 points a game on that team. He wasn't. This is Cooper Flagg. He's the front-facing guy of the league. So it's a lot different.
The Mavs did just go to the finals, though. It's not like they have been this play-in team forever, right? Like, they last year went to the finals. So clearly the team around them is not nothing.
Would they be a playoff team next year? I mean, they in the West? Without Cooper, before Cooper Flagg, and even with Cooper Flagg, what are they, sixth or seventh?
I mean, if Davis and Kyrie were healthy this year, they were probably a playoff team.
Yeah, I mean, but you look at the West, they're definitely, are they now a contender?
I hate to put that much on a rookie, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
Even LeBron didn't make the playoffs this year.
I just think you can't ignore, like, was this, what happened? All of a sudden, it wasn't the worst trade ever, and now this is a championship core? I thought, like, we thought the Mavs were awful because of they gave away Luka.
they definitely did. And that's why this is such a huge story. And I'm saying Dallas is the center of the basketball universe. And you're like, how dare you? It's Boston and it's New York and Minnesota.
Well, because
this is huge.
I mean, those teams like earned something. That was my point, where Dallas just fell into their lap. So Jalen Brunson should be the center of it. He just put on 39 points in a game. Like, he did a lot more to get that spot. So I think you can't celebrate a ping pong ball going your way like that.
Well, if you believe it's a ping pong ball, I think there could have been more things afoot behind the scenes.
And there's a real center of the universe.
Who's that? Yeah.
I mean, there's more games leaking out. We got the Bears coming on Thanksgiving for my Eagles. Like, there's a lot happening right now, too.
It feels like every game that's leaking, and Bogus is here with us, and maybe he's even got more. It feels like every game is an Eagles game.
It's literally what I have written in
four,
my script.
Right? We got four.
We've got opening Thursday against the Cowboys.
Yep.
Black Friday against the Bears. And now the brand new one is they're going to Lambeau Monday night in week 10.
Yeah, and somebody said... I actually have already seen a lot of debate on Twitter. What's the weather going to be like in Lambeau? I think that's a little early to determine that.
Yeah. Week 10?
Week 10.
Yeah, week 10. I think
it's the second Monday of November.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get snow then.
But also, the Eagles play in bad weather. It's less of a factor when it's two cold weather teams.
Yeah.
Like, nothing may be as cold as Lambeau or Chicago or Buffalo, but... Or New England, I guess, but Philly's still really cold.
I would think, though, that traditionally the Packers get a little advantage in the colder weather game at home, but I don't know if that matters.
You guys
anymore.
Have the tush push. It's the ultimate advantage. You still have it for now, too.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a schedule release. You gotta jump onto whatever you can.
Do you think this is a story? The Eagles going to Lambeau. That makes no sense to me.
I didn't know why they released that random Monday night game either.
I don't know either. I thought I missed the first 9 weeks of Monday Night Football.
Yeah, again, like Black Friday. Yeah. Like, that seems worth releasing, I guess. But
I guess because it's a playoff rematch and it's the Tush Push Bowl, I guess, is why they're throwing it out there.
Yeah, because Green Bay wanted to ban it.
Oh, that's next week, right?
Owners meetings back up. Yep.
Yeah.
Last chance before the season, I think, to ban it.
Yeah, all the reports are they're banning it. So, but anyway, it does seem like a lot of Eagles. I love that. I was so happy. I'm talking a lot of my Eagles friends that they're 7-point favorites. They're going to stomp the Cowboys in week one. That is going to be one of the greatest parties in the history of Philadelphia.
So this is the Saturday doubleheader, week 16. That is Eagles-Bears. No, that's Commanders. I'm sorry. Commanders host the Eagles and Bears host Green Bay. That's a Fox doubleheader that they announced yesterday with Tom Brady and Aaron Andrews, like, awkwardly in front of a crowd.
Yeah, one thing that is actually really important about the schedule release, Jimmy Traina from Sports Illustrated, the media writer, was saying they're putting a lot behind paywalls this time.
I think the count is 10 different places games will air on this year.
More places than we've had over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think they might have expanded even more. I'm not sure about that, but generally... You're going to have subscriptions to see some of these games.
Well, we knew that, though. We had Peacock already has been a thing, the NBC streamer. I saw Fox yesterday launch their streaming service.
Yes, Fox One.
What are there any other, like, Snap Face? Like,
no,
what are,
like, you
where
need,
else
you
are
need,
games?
So you need the broadcast channels, so you need, like, a way to have access to those.
Yeah, Fox CBS, and NBC.
And NBC. You need Peacock. You need...
ESPN.
ESPN, there might be an ESPN Plus game. You need Prime. You need Netflix.
These.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I don't know if they expanded.
Like, is there anything new this year that I need?
The only thing new that I saw was that the Brazil game, they might put it for free on YouTube because they want to break the record of, like, a streaming audience.
Oh, interesting.
So instead of making you pay for it, they want anyone to go to it so the number gets inflated and then go, we had 3 bazillion people watch this game.
Right, and they can sell ads like crazy off of it.
But I think so. I don't know that there's a new source in the 10, but it's 10 different places, some of which you have to pay for if you want to watch every single, and that doesn't even count Sunday Ticket if you're paying for that as well to see all the games on a Sunday.
Oh, I'm just waiting. Any day now, I'll just get the charge. YouTube has taken $450-whatever out of your bank account.
Yeah, I got to sign up for that early, get the rebate. So ESPN Plus, that's the one that I'm looking at the list of things.
Is that on
that
there?
That was probably last year. I can't even remember.
I think there was an ESPN Plus
game. I think there was.
It was a random one of the double Monday night games,
yes,
right?
Possibly.
Well, that'll be fun.
Get your checkbooks out, everybody.
I think I have all these. I think I'm covered. But I'm actually, I'm a little angry at this. This makes me mad. That I do not like this, that the NFL is hiding its product for these prescriptions. Like, I think everybody should be able to see every game. Sorry.
Well, you can always watch your home, in your market, yeah. You can always watch your home games for free, or your team for free, rather. But what about when eventually the Super Bowl goes to pay-per-view? What are you going to say about that?
I definitely don't like it. I mean, I'll pay for it, obviously. I'll pay for all of these. But and also, because the NFL isn't like a local sport, you have to see all 32 games because you bet on them all and you have fantasy guys. So I just, generally, I mean, are most people like that? Doesn't it bother you a little bit, or are you okay?
I mean, I've been so beaten down by this stuff. But yeah, no, it's a lot of money, and it's also just annoying on top
it's
of that.
So annoying. That's the thing. Like, I have to figure out my Peacock password here to watch the Chargers. That's not fun.
And again, the channel surfing is harder on all those things.
I know. Thursday night, it's the dilemma.
Yep.
Bogish, what else is going on?
Well, they were already headed towards a third blown lead in this series, but then the Celtics may have lost all hope of rallying against the Knicks.
Jaylen Brown dropped it. Picked off by Ananobi. He will go the distance. Two-hand slam, and Tatum is hurt. Tatum is still down. He is screaming for a timeout. And in a New York minute, everything has changed.
I know it's the least important thing, but that's a heck of a closing sentence from Sean Grandy on Celtics radio. It certainly looked like Jason Tatum hurt his right Achilles making a move for that loose ball. He remained on the court in obvious pain for a while before being carried towards the locker room, putting no weight on that right leg. Tatum eventually in a wheelchair while being moved through the MSG tunnels. No official diagnosis yet, but Jaylen Brown knows it's bad.
Tonight is tough. I think everybody's kind of in a loss for words just because, like, you know, one, losing the game, but obviously the concern with JT. But we pick our heads back up tomorrow and go from there.
Brown needed to be better before Tatum's injury. Just 20 points in only 33 minutes because of foul trouble. He and the Celtics heading home in a 3-1 hole after this 121-113 loss. In all three losses, Boston has led by double figures in the second half. They were up 14 in the third last night.
Can I speculate on something for a second? If we think it's an Achilles, which I don't want to jump to conclusions, but a lot of people saw him grab for the back of the leg. He wasn't writhing in pain. This is very different than Aaron Rodgers, who kind of hobbled off. Kobe Bryant hit free throws after a torn
Achilles. Damian Lillard just sat down and waited for somebody to come to him.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant kind of just limped around as well.
Yeah. I mean, maybe there's way more to it, but we're sitting here now. It's mid-May. I know Rodgers tried to come back from this Achilles, but he's not 6'8".
Mm-hmm.
So does this mean the whole next season?
Yeah,
it's definitely
KD.
Gone for Tatum, right?
Yeah. KD was KD more than a season, wasn't it?
KD missed the whole season.
But he was older,
and a little chunk of a, like, he really wasn't himself when he came back either.
I'm just trying to think what the domino effect could be.
Celtics are done.
I mean, they're paying both guys. They've stayed with both guys.
Well, they would have been done anyway because the coach isn't good, in my opinion. Clearly, like, make a plan on Jalen Brunson. Secondly, Drew Holiday's old. Al Horford's old. They definitely have all their money tied up in Brown and Tatum. Like, this thought of a dynasty is not there, and KP can't stay healthy, so...
But counterpoint, it's the East, which is getting a little bit, I don't say it's easy, but they may have a easier path at least to get a high seed than in the West. They do still have Brad Stevens, who I think is thought of as a very good front office man. They, you know, like, they're still the Celtics. Like, they're not tanking.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see.
Why not just retool?
I'm assuming Tatum is gone, and Jaylen Brown's been, as Boke said, a little disappointing. I don't see really any chance.
But how could you trade Tatum now? You'd be trading him off an Achilles?
Like, no, I mean, there's nothing you could do. You're not ringing another title out of this group. Does anybody think that this particular group can win another championship?
Well, I mean, they were also talking about breaking this team up with the new ownership that's coming in. So, I mean, now that Jason Tatum's Achilles is gone, I mean, how much more expedited is the breakup going to be?
I don't know.
How old is Derek?
Selling low if it's Tatum.
How old is Derek White, too? It feels like he's already lost a step in just 1 year.
I don't know.
30.
Just trying to think did this injury actually
turning
do?
31
like, the line, like the different doors, sliding doors that changed because of this injury.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Celtics are out, and I think it's going to be new teams in the East. Maybe the Knicks, huh?
Knicks, Pacers.
God.
But it doesn't feel like, it feels like the East is going to have a new champion every year, right? But feels like there's a lot of parity to me.
And Giannis
Orlando
is now
Magic.
Maybe they're coming up. Yeah. Giannis might leave, might be out of the East too. Bogues, back to you.
Where was I? Oh, yes. Warriors. The Warriors. Yeah. They had a 2-point lead halfway through game four with the T-Wolves, but were down 20 after three. Oof. After Anthony Edwards scored 16 in that third. The offense coming after a halftime speech from Ant-Man.
I told him we only got two wins. I've never seen a series end 2-1. I told him, you know, we got to get two more wins, and right now we playing like we already got four wins. Like, we playing like they're going to lay down. Knowing this team, knowing their head coach, they're never going to lay down. So we had to figure it out, man, because if we would have kept playing like that, we would have lost tonight.
But they didn't lose, so now they have
a
3-1 series lead. Game five in Minneapolis tomorrow. Steph Curry not expected to return from the hamstring injury he suffered in game one. The current NBA draft lottery setup has been in place now since 2019, and the team with the worst record still has not ended up with the top pick. Mm. The Jazz going to the number 5 slot last night, while the Mavs jumped 10 spots to number 1 and Cooper Flagg. The Spurs have the 2nd pick to add somebody to back-to-back rookies of the year in Wemby and Stephon Castle.
They can't keep getting away with it.
And Stuart Skinner sounds like the Edmonton Oilers accountant, but instead he is their goaltender, and he made 23 saves to shut out Vegas 3-0 for a 3-1 series lead.
Yeah, it felt great. I mean, all I can really say is thanks to the guys playing in front of me. They were amazing tonight. Made my job a lot easier. Battling, a lot of blocked shots, and I mean, the way that we played defensively was superb, so a lot of credit to the guys.
The Hurricanes up 3-1 on the Capitals after a 5-2 home win. Carolina 5-0 in Carolina this postseason. And baseball last night, some ninth inning drama. The Braves topped the Nats 4-3 on Alex Verdugo's game-ending RBI single, and the always exciting walk-off sack fly, courtesy of Pete Alonso, his Mets 4, the Pirates 3.
Hey, gets the job done. Sack flies are sexy, too. Gets the job done.
Anyone else want to take that?
Funny, I've never seen it on a t-shirt or anything. Sack flies are sexy, too.
It's an RBI, man.
Maybe that's Manny's lane. We've got more NFL to do for you.
Got the Mets to win yesterday.
We're asking you a question. Do you think the NBA draft lottery is rigged? The Mavericks.
Is Manny rigged?
I don't think he'd know it.
I'm rigged on caffeine and nicotine, brother.
It's a little Manchurian candidate situation. He's just, he's an asset. He just doesn't know why or how.
I'm just around, bro.
Exactly. 888-710-4ISN. We do have some NFL more for you in terms of which is the team that Perloff and I believe should be getting more buzz, more primetime games, and who could we see kind of go away? MVP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Welcome back. We get back to basketball in a second. Obviously, the Mavs get the draft lottery. They win the draft lottery. It looks like Duke star Cooper Flagg is headed to Dallas, although now there's some theories out there that Giannis being available and now Cooper Flagg being a possibility. Is there a trade in the works? I can't imagine Dallas. Like, you got to just take the mana from heaven here. The Cooper Flagg, when you had a 1.8% chance, falls in your lap. You can't start trying to outthink yourself to trade for Giannis.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how they'd work out the money on that anyway. That's the problem with, and the Spurs, too, that's a real possibility. The Spurs is also a big story because getting that number two pick was massive. They could definitely trade for Giannis. Can you see that happening?
Yeah, I guess if they could make it work, yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot of dead cap guys that they could. I would not give up that number two pick necessarily for Giannis. I think Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey are going to be stars too. In fact, I don't think it's a guarantee by any stretch that Cooper's the best player in this draft. Hmm. Because Ace Bailey was a number one overall recruit, then Dylan Harper was a, like, what is Cooper Flagg? This is like an ongoing debate with me and my friends.
I know, because you were down on the ACC this year, right? I mean, he was so good.
But like, what's
his
player
count? He had an incredible season. I don't know, but I saw Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper didn't even make the tournament. So, and I'm not saying that's the end all be all. You can still have a good career, even if you have a disappointing like college career. But it's just odd to me they couldn't make the tournament. I don't know.
Well, I'm just looking at the player comps. Ace Bailey gets Kevin Durant, and Cooper Flagg gets Kawhi, or like get some, or Jason Tatum. What's the upside of Cooper Flagg? It's hard to see him being the 1A on a championship team.
Well, he's 18. Give him a sec.
Yeah, right? I know, but his style of play, like a 6'9", I don't know. This doesn't feel, he's not LeBron, let's put it that way.
Well, 888-710-4ISN. Big show debate today because Perloff does not believe in NBA draft conspiracy theories, and I don't see how you cannot believe in NBA draft conspiracy theories. But first, a moment last night, can I just take you behind the scenes with our show? So obviously, you know, sometimes it kind of feels like we're all ganging up on Perloff because he's a Philadelphia fan. And, you know, we sometimes back you into a corner a little bit, but you, you fight back. You're the top of the mountain now because the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl. Bye. And, you know, we sometimes as a show tend to root against Philadelphia, right?
I know I do.
So last night when this was happening in real time, our text thread was like a minute behind. So Kevin Negandhi on the live show, the live lottery show, the teams are getting revealed, and he said this.
The Toronto Raptors. That means the Spurs are in the top four with two teams jumping into the top four. That means the Sixers will lose their pick to the Thunder because it's outside the top six.
And the villagers rejoiced. Like, we all were so quick to like pile on Perloff here. We're like, ha ha, Sixers, they lost their pick. And Daryl Morey's sitting there looking all
like
bloated.
Like I manifested.
Like I manifested, Pearl.
Well, it turned off. It wasn't right.
Picking six. Huh? The Washington Wizards.
Correction now. That means Philadelphia is in the top four. So they make the jump, and suddenly Jared McCain is riding the roller coaster we all are inside this room. The Sixers are in the top four.
And they end up getting the top three pick.
Damn it, so, Negandhi.
Well, here's the funny part. Negandhi, huge Philadelphia fan, well, right? So we know that.
Temple guy, right?
But he must have gotten some bad information. you know, I feel for him because we've all been there as broadcasters where you say the wrong thing and then you just feel awful about it. But it, the wild swing of emotion that happened on our text thread that was like, haha, Perloff, 76ers suck, to, oh, wait a minute, you just got a top three pick in a three-person draft. Congrats to you.
Yeah, no, that I missed the whole thing. I was indisposed for the hour before the game, so for the lottery. I moved on immediately to the Dylan Harper Ace Bailey debate, which is, by the way.
Well, you kind of just pick whoever's left, right?
Yes.
Because you're picking third.
It is really tricky. I don't think in a normal draft, by the way, would we be super hype about these two guys? I think Cooper Flagg has just got a lot of attention. It's pretty good. I saw EJ's text saying, haha, I'm so happy we lost. But by the time I saw that, I'd already seen the correction inside the text thread. So I missed the entire thing, to be honest.
Yeah. It was like this dopamine spike. Like if we'd been hooked up to like meters following, like scanning our brains, it would have been like dopamine spike. Haha, Sixers suck. And then it was like, oh man.
What a crash.
But I got to tell you, the Sixers are not going to do anything with this pick. I mean, they're still stuck with Joel Embiid. Like, that ain't going anywhere.
No, you could couple this with Joel Embiid, maybe get rid of Jared McCain and just start fresh.
I would get rid of Embiid and start with McCain, no?
Well, obviously, yeah, that would be the correct Maxie, thing to do with any GM.
Sixers
but,
are,
I mean, I'm
trying so hard to get excited, but even, like, there are certain franchises now that, what are you going to do?
I'm really interested. I mean, I don't think anything's going to happen with Flagg and the Mavs. Like, you just got to take the gift, and I don't think there's going to be any funny business there. But that Spurs with the second pick, if Wemby wants to go to San Antonio, or not Wemby, if Giannis wants to go to San Antonio, pardon me, does he want to go from Milwaukee, though? Does he have his sights set a little bit more on L.A.?
If he wants to win a title, obviously San Antonio. Well, that's a pretty good.
Popovich is not coaching anymore.
Are we sure Nico Harrison is going to draft Cooper Flagg?
No, not at all. By the way, I might not trade Dylan Harper for Giannis. I mean, Dylan Harper might be a 10-time All-Star.
Giannis is a 10-time All-Star.
Yeah, he's 31. I don't think his style is going to translate.
Coming up, guess who's back?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.